It is the fourth and final hour. We're live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers out there. And we're going to be taking your calls continually through this hour. A lot of news I haven't gotten to yet. I will cover it. But let's get to the callers that have been holding the longest first. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Don in Texas and David, Don, SW, and others. Go ahead, Don.
Hello, Alex. I'm a Dallas News subscriber, and I've been hearing stuff about Mark Davis writing some stuff on the Dallas News website and it getting removed. Can you either tell me about it or tell me where I can read up on it?
There was an article written by Kurt Nimmo with a headline like Dallas Morning News retracts, and they killed the web story and then sent us an email from the associate editor saying this does appear to be incorrect information. We have removed it, which is not a classical full retraction, but is a retraction. And then I've been told by one of my board ops on the Sunday show who heard it. So that's firsthand from him that Mark Davis still went on and said, I don't care what Alex Jones says. I don't care what the video shows. He's editing it to make himself look innocent. Alex said, kill Michelle Malkin. So we're not on the AM and FM dial and global shortwave right now. We're just on the Internet, speaking of equipment crapping out. No problem, though. We have the Skype backup. We haven't gone out in about a month or two. I wonder if he's connected. Yes, we are connected by Skype, ladies and gentlemen. And we have backup ISDN line. Houston, do you read me? Houston, over. John Harmon. I bet he's forgotten we've even got Skype as an emergency backup. C'est la vie. Oh, good. So you got the Skype up. What an incredible job. You know, it doesn't sound as good as ISDN Live, but we got it. Hey, it's my dad. Get in here. What are you doing over here? You don't want to go on air with us, do you? Absolutely not. Well, that live camera right there, buddy. Okay, I said I was going to take calls, didn't I? Is Don in Texas still there? Okay, Don, sorry. We had a little bit of technical difficulty with Houston. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, anyway, that's basically it regarding the Mark Davis fall to RAW.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I was just asking.
What do you think of that little smiley-faced fake conservative? What do you think of him?
What I think of, well, I'm a long-time listener of his, and he is, I guess he's a neocon, the way he acts.
I just actually put my dad on TV. Yeah, no, he is a neocon. Look, they've all been told, sell out, or that's the end of it.
Well, he sold out a long time ago. He thinks the war on drugs is wonderful.
Well, look, it's a fact. They just had that CIA aircraft confirmed. It just came out with the tail numbers, confirmed off the CIA's own number system. CIA aircraft for tortured, kidnapped people. And while they're at it, they tell the pilots, your payment is you're allowed to fly cocaine in.
All right.
3.3 tons, but he still agrees with that, doesn't he?
Well, he has family reasons for holding this, he states. But, you know, it's still he is very stilted and very pro, neocon.
Well, you know, he sits in for Rush Limbaugh, who admittedly got up to his tolerance with 100 Oxycontins a day. That would kill, they reported, 10 horses. 10 would kill a horse that wasn't used to it. He was eating 100 a day. Basically, it's synthetic heroin. And but that's okay. You know, he says, put black kids in jail first time they're caught with drugs, but Rush Limbaugh can be running around topless bars in the Caribbean on 100 Oxycontins so bad it eats the nerve endings in his ears and he goes deaf and has cyborg implants. But send everybody to prison. I'm gobbling Oxycontin and I got a little whore named Mark Davis who'll do whatever he's told. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SolaySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Let's continue with your phone calls. The Ring-a-Dingies. SW in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead, SW.
I got an idea for what you can do with your text that you want to read, and you have all these hundreds to take care of. Put them all out here on your website and have everybody out here read what they want to read, and we make up our minds which ones are the best, and then...
Well, that's exactly what one of our IT guys was saying, was create like a dig-like program or a plug-in where we post them all and then people go vote them up themselves to the top of the page and give people a week to read them all and vote on it.
Right.
And I'm thinking that's the way to go, so now we're looking at a plug-in for that.
I think that would be a good thing for you to be able to take your mind off of at least a couple hours' work.
Now, I've watched all the videos. I just didn't. You watch so many, it kind of becomes a blur. I've just got to... Don't worry, folks. I'll get to it. We had the first wave. I've already given out 3,000 in prizes. Now there's going to be 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 more in prizes. And I will give them out to you. I've just got to get around to it. Because I didn't know we'd have... It's like 200 essays or something. I mean, it's just like...
Well, all these people are pretty sharp, so we can figure it out as well.
Absolutely, my friend. Anything else?
Oh, that's you were asking for help. That's my idea.
Hey, great minds think alike. See, I didn't think of that, and the guys did out there. Let's go ahead, and so did you, David. Let's talk to Don in Austin, another call from Texas. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, say you noticed about the mortgage people.
No, that's just an expansion of the Ponzi scheme. They're just taking... taking the country club schmucks for more.
Well, that's like Kosovo and, you know, in Serbia when the Albanians were seduced into coming in with the Ponzi scheme. I've been listening to Hispanic radio off and on, and there's been a number of times I've heard that they've stated that some are in English, some are in Spanish, that the Hispanic, mostly the migrants, you know, illegals, will get their loans forgiven, you know, like don't have to pay. And I don't know how that would work, but that's boggles my mind.
Well, that's infrastructure. I know a lady who manages the largest apartment complex in Austin for the largest property managed company in the nation, and I appreciate your call. You got some noise on your phone. And this was 4 years ago now. They were called in and they said, secretly, so we don't have to pay taxes, we're becoming government housing. But it's all under national security, so nothing's written. We don't have to pay taxes anymore, but if blacks, whites, or Hispanics, or Asians who are American citizens have a grandmother over for a week, fine them, fee them, kick them out. We want the illegal aliens. They believe it's part of national security. She's a high-level management for the company. She's like the head person in Austin, not just over the biggest outfit in Austin. And they said they are to be given preferential treatment. They can have 10 to a one-room apartment. They are above the law. And then Vicente Fox also came to Austin that same year and gave an award to the Austin police chief for not following the law and having a sanctuary city. He gave an award to the police union. He gave another award to Wells Fargo, because Wells Fargo IDs, illegal aliens are given IDs with no ID. And then the banking card is used as ID. See, folks, the CIA has bought most mayors and police chiefs. They're running most cities. This has been going on since the 80s. They bring the drugs in, the heroin, child kidnapping they control. You know, if you kidnap a kid and they don't authorize it, they come after you. You ship in heroin or cocaine into Dallas or Austin or New York, they come after you. They got hitmen working for them that don't even know they work for the CIA through the compartments. They run the whole country. They're hiring aggravated felons, criminals for the military and police now. We are a rotten corpse, and they're eating the giblets off our bones. And if you complain, they just say, conspiracy theory. You go, hey, trillions is missing from the Pentagon's Associated Press. A Pentagon smitagon doesn't exist. You go, well, this North American Union document, they're shining over the roads, they're building the North American Union internal ports, doesn't exist. You're crazy, man. Crazy, man. Hey, the Senate's having most of their votes in secret now, and the House is having secret sessions, and they're not even allowed to see continuity of government. They've been told the president's a dictator. Here, it's all in John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and they just go, shut up, doesn't exist, shut up, doesn't exist. And then they go, next on Fox, Bigfoot. You know, I mean, it's all being run by behavioral psychologists, just to totally fry people's brains to where, you know, three football-field-long flying saucers are everywhere. They're reporting Bigfoots are real, total insanity. Meanwhile, in the real news, it's, by the way, we're putting HIV in your vaccines. Oh, God. It's so bad, man. It is so bad. In fact, speak of the devil, I've gone through a lot of the calls down here. I'm going to go to Joe, Duke, Essa, Bob, and others. But let me play a few clips first. Here is a Lou Dobbs report on most of the votes in the Senate being secret now. They always had roll call. They always recorded how they voted. Now they just won't even tell you. But what you know is they've got a 9% approval rating, and they vote almost 100% of the time against the Constitution and what's popular. See, that's a little cue you're not in a free country. When you don't like the war, how about we expand it? Oh, you don't like open borders? How about we do it? Oh, you don't. Oh, we're going to irradiate all your food. Oh, you don't like it? We'll just have all the migrants crap all over the food. And then when you get trichinosis, and when you get hepatitis, and when you get all these other salmonella, and a bunch of you die, then we'll just shut down all the U.S. farms. That's what happened. The regulators came in and shut down a bunch of U.S. tomato and pepper farms, and then a year later they admitted what we already told you, Associated Press. Oh, it was the raw sewage being sprayed on stuff in Mexico, but, you know, the tomato and pepper farmers are already out of business and spinach because the public's so stupid. They were told it was the stuff that was only safe if it was from Mexico. It always works. Oh, it's so good to screw everybody. Oh, it's so much fun to be idiots and be lied to. Go ahead and play the Lou Dobbs admitting. I mean, even on CNN flaunting. Oh, yeah, it's secret votes. But you think Lou Dobbs is telling you something here, but he almost legitimizes it the way he... It doesn't matter. Everything's fine. Having the votes be secret's good. Here it is.
Senate's practice of passing critical legislation in absolute secret without public debate. A staggering 94% of all Senate legislation is passed with no debate, no discussion at all of the policy or how your tax money is spent. Tonight, one leading senator is demanding that the government become somewhat accountable to American taxpayers. Imagine that. Lisa Sylvester with our report.
The bickering on Capitol Hill has reached new heights.
That's like that Texas legislature clip we've got where it says it's illegal for you to vote for somebody else or to vote twice. And they don't care. The state Senate and the House, they'll just sit there hitting the button, voting over and over again. And it's everybody like it's a video game, you know, when you're beating the level boss, where you just hit the button as fast as you can. They all just sit there going, just criminal running wild. And I'm telling you, folks, no country, no civilization has ever gotten this corrupt. Because they just invented new levels of corruption and new scams and crap. Here's an example. Out in the middle of these ghost towns, little towns, poor cities, you don't see cops. You come into places like Denver or Austin or where there's money, it's just cops everywhere. There to suck blood. They go wherever the money's at. I mean, it's, folks, the legislatures are criminals, the Congress are criminals. Now the House is having secret sessions. They've had like three in their whole history. Now they're having them all the time. I've got clips about secret sessions. I don't have time to play all of this. For you. The point is that it's completely lawless. By the way, you know who writes the bills? You heard 94% they never read. They never debate. The lobbyists who, and there's certain lobbyists that, you know, that literally own certain senators. And they just come in and say, what is it, Fred? Oh, here it is. And they'll just give it to them. It's kind of like they did pass a law in Rhode Island, but then it got repealed overnight. And it said, criticizing government, life in prison. And the lobbyist with Homeland Security, a federal lobbyist, you know, the feds have lobbyists, wrote it. See, that you want to know what the feds want? They want to put you in jail if you disagree with them. And now they're doing it. They charged a bunch of people who were nonviolent with terrorism in Minneapolis, St. Paul last week. We played the newscast clips where they calmly, like they're talking about the price of a new radiator or the price of lettuce, just... Oh, yeah, we're charging them with terrorism. They'll get 25 years in prison, 30 years in prison apiece. And that's just the end of it. Oh, yeah, some of them are reporters, yeah. And see, the public hears that and goes, well, you better not demonstrate. See, but why are they setting those? Because they don't want you demonstrating when they tell you your pension fund's gone. Or when they tell you your mortgage is gone and get the hell out. Because, see, the feds are getting ready. I've been told from good sources to say, oh, you think with inflation, you're just going to, those of you that have money, you're just going to pay your mortgage off. No, we're going to recalculate that for inflation. Once they admit there's hyperinflation, we're going to add 15% inflation for the last 4 years. How's that sound? So your $50,000 house is going to be $100,000. Or your $500,000 house is going to be $1 million. And if you don't like it, get out. Get out. We got banks that are issued endless liquidity that you're going to pay for as taxpayers who want your house. And we're going to have government housing programs for government Homeland Security employees and cops. So a lot of times when I say cops are going to be out on their butts and lose their pension funds, that's not true. They're going to be moving into your house with your swimming pool. You understand how that works? You want corruption, you're going to get it. Like you've never seen in your life. And I'm sorry, this isn't Romania or Albania or Russia where nobody's got guns. If 1% fight back cops when you're taking their houses, like you do in a lot of cities with acid forfeiture seizure and you move in yourselves, ooh, if 1% fights back, that's 1 million combatants. So this isn't going to be easy for you here. You understand? But you're not going to stop. You're macho. You're drunk on our blood. And you're not going to quit. Good. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2008. Gold open at $814.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $839.36, $413.65 for half ounce, and $206.83 for quarter ounce. That's $839.36, $413.65, and $206.83.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but weight.
Rumors spreading around. You like to take the town.
Boss Hogg, about 150 years ago,
just let me know.
Hired high-tech scientist. Mind warfare is what they call it, to figure out how to brainwash and dumb the population down and develop 21st century propaganda. And now they got it. And they are using it. Imagine. They took these mortgages, these debts, they tricked us. That's how we've got to pay as taxpayers, because the people did it. They take it, loan it out 10 times, loan it out 10 times again, loan it out 10 times. For every dollar they loaned, they call that an asset. They'd loan $10 out. Then they loan it out 10 times. And then they put us on the hook for it. And, of course, gold surges, oil goes up today, while they artificially try to suppress it. But you look at the short term and the long term, the dollar is a dead duck. Inflation is conservatively at about 15% a year compounded, and it's only going to get worse. So a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, total collapse of the society. That's what all of these top economists have said here on this program. Now, is there any way to avert that and turn that around? Yes, but that's also a very rocky road. Instead, they're just going with total control. And so the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, you notice, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, and others, they're the ones basically controlling the private Federal Reserve through the Treasury. And they're just announcing all their investments are guaranteed, all their leveraging is guaranteed. And so they're now gobbling up the medium-sized and smaller banks and brokerage houses, and they are becoming the government. And then now you hear the global banking structure say there's a new Ponzi scheme. That's the fractional reserve system with carbon credits. And people all over Austin have, you know, different carbon credit website stickers, things like TerraPass. And you go, you pay them to drive your car, and you stick a sticker feeling good. And then they're going to make it the law, and it says you will pay to the central banks. Oh, central bank, so I can drive my Suburban, I will pay you some carbon tax. See, so that's what the New World Order is. It's the private banks becoming the government. And they need to bankrupt every nation so they can fully implode that government and that culture so that you're fully in debt to them. And they've got to have a police state militarized apparatus to go in and forcibly extract the wealth and the labor and the military conscripts for the empire. And as the British Ministry of Defense says in their 10-year prospectus published in 2007, the public will revolt in Europe, the United States, Australia, Russia, China, but the Pentagon design surveillance, face scanning, camera scanning, car scanning, plate scanning stuff will track you, national ID cards, world standardized, will track everywhere you go, turn that card off, you can't buy or sell. If the public is to rally mass resistance against a capital city like London or D.C., neutron bombs will be dropped on the people. If a Congress was to try to throw the president out, who's just a puppet himself, and say, emergency, we're reinstating the Constitution, there's a neutron weapon already in D.C. That's just, they just, you're gone. People say, well, you don't know what a neutron bomb is. It doesn't destroy any of the buildings, doesn't destroy any of the subways or infrastructure or power plants. It kills all life with a giant radiation burst. People then say, well, Alex, you keep talking about this the last few weeks, the last few years. Are you trying to make us hopeless? No, I want you to face why they're so arrogant. They're euthanizing us. They're implanting us with HIV and the vaccines and cancer viruses and mercury and sodium fluoride and killing us and having their way with us. And it's all going so well. It's all going so well. Shipping narcotics in, putting our children in prison if we're caught using their products that are owned by them, so they get money on every end of the equation by it being illegal. It creates artificial scarcity so they can have a monopoly. They can use the war on drugs to cut out their competition. They can then, when they catch you using it, tax you, put you in their forced labor facilities. Use the police state and the war on drugs as an excuse to expand their intelligence arms that can then be shifted over to anti-terror, which is anti-political speech. I want you to face the full magnitude of continuity of government. But if there's a mass awakening and not a frontal assault on a capital or Congress tries to take over or anything like that, you know, the people try to take back over peacefully, but in a concerted push, that won't work. When we get back, I'll briefly tell you what will work. I have a plan. Or as they say in Utter Strange Love, man, sure, I have a plan. I can walk. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
This morning. They don't want to see us unite. All they want to do is see us fussing and fighting. I feel this morning.
They don't want us to
anything that can beat the eugenics world government.
All they want us to do is
the only thing that can defeat the continuity of government control grid. Okay. It's probably better if I just simply encapsulate the whole program, very simply put. You have a British Empire 150 years ago that from its perspective was getting more and more resistance as its empire expanded. In Asia, in Latin America, in Africa. And they went to their scientists and said, how do we control populations non-militarily? And so they developed the modern system we have of propaganda, of fronts, roundtable groups, regional viceroy management groups, the power behind the throne, the invisible empire type model, divide and conquer, playing different regions off against each other, selling weapons to both sides, financing both sides, financing revolutions, financing counter-revolutions. That's why they're in control. They're experts. They have the funding. They have the power. It just so happened they were also into eugenics and survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. So they've always been into reducing the population's numbers, into culling the herd. They also want life extension technologies for themselves. Claim they're for the environment, but then they do all these horrible things to the environment. They're clearly the authors of that. They'll give nuclear weapons to Pakistan just to escalate the tension in the region so they can come in and be the savior. I mean, that they'll allow cross-species chimera, you know, human pig clones, human cow clones, human chimpanzee clones for body parts. They'll let super viruses, super bacteria get out, and then they'll already have a drug, to treat it. They'll cover it up with different new syndromes they're announcing. I mean, they're masters at problem, reaction, solution, but they're also quite mad, quite insane. And they've said that they're going to repossess the land, the property, the middle class of Europe, England, the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand. And they've said that they're going to implement more soft kill programs like they've done in Africa and Latin America and Asia with HIV, with the population of the U.S. and other similar autoimmune cancer viruses that have been manipulated, and that's all declassified. They created AIDS in the 70s. We've had medical doctors on. The documents are all public. And they're going to accelerate that, each program getting worse than the last, as they pose as the savior with the medical treatment dealing with the problem. They're going to continue increasing the fluoride in the water, the poisons in the water, the poisons in the food, the vaccines, the mercury, the spraying, the chemtrails, which they now admit they're doing, mainstream news. And if we were to try to say march on Washington, take it over, even let's say 100 members of Congress were with us, hey, the government's illegitimate, you stole trillions from the Pentagon, you bankrupted the economy by design and fraud, we're going to arrest the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, we're going to arrest David Rockefeller and the leaders of the CFR, you know, we've got your own public admissions, you wanted to overthrow the country, North American Union, outside of congressional review. They have said, and this is publicly published. They've said if we try to rebel and take over Washington or London, a neutron bomb will be used on us. Now, that's a last resort. They've declassified in 2000. They've got helicopters in every major city, capital city, with spray bottles, canisters with opiate knockout gas. By the way, that kills a large percentage of those that are sprayed in car wrecks, fires, falling down. I mean, it knocks you out instantly. They also have nerve gas stationed in every major capital city, state and federal. And also commercial centers. Sunshine Project, declassified 2000. That's declassified. So, but I mean, you know, people would go up against this would know they'd be wearing protective gear. Well, they're just going to hit you with a neutron burst. Okay? This is what shadow government's been doing, is just the 800-pound gorilla piling on the power they've got. What they can't stop is people producing books, pamphlets with this information. You go do it, folks. Films, you know, Endgame covers some of it, but it doesn't cover it all. I need to make a master film, a quote, mastermind film that just basically gives you the facts. The problem is if you spend your time proving each fact, then it's 10 hours long. Maybe just with footnotes and a bibliography on the end with a disc with the documents, and here it is. I mean, this is like a science fiction movie, but this is what they're doing, and this is what we're faced with. Total and complete control. So how do we counter them? If we buy a city-by-city wake people up, city-by-city even have referendums with paper ballots to remove the electronic voting machines. See, they're checkmating us with that. And have hundreds of cities that peacefully say, we know about the shadow government, we know about the shadow program, we know about the genetic engineering, the bioweapons, the neutron bombs. And where it is just a mass awakening where everyone talks about it, everybody deals with it, everybody deals with shadow government, with full spectrum domination that we're under. The only way is us saying no, and we're not going along with this, and we're aware of your program, and then having mass global strikes against the global New World Order shadow government that's in place in 90-plus percent of the countries. And it, even if we try to do that, they'll set off a nuke and say Al-Qaeda did it to set up martial law. They will release bioweapons, and say that Al-Qaeda did it, to take control and depose as saviors. They'll crank up their hurricane machines, which were declassified 4 years ago, and, they were controlling hurricanes, Stanford Research Institute certified in 1967. They'll pull unlimited crap. But if we, as a brotherhood of liberty and freedom and understanding, because we let them get the shadow government, we let them set up continental government, we let them build this giant parallel system, this technological spire that's above our suppressed technological development in society, all we can do now is have an awakening in the substrata that 99% of us are in to the viciousness and the programs and the tactics of the elites. So even if they release bioweapons or stage terror attacks or economic collapse, people know from their own documents, because they have to communicate this to their minions, it's all public, what they're doing. See, they had such contempt for us, their blueprints are all public. So that's one of their weaknesses. And so we have to have this mass awakening. We also have to speak to members of the elite. We have to speak to members of the establishment and their high-level gophers, their servants, their minions, their administrators, their children, their wives, their husbands, to leak info, to help us, to rebel against this, to not be part of this, because this is the ultimate dictatorship, the ultimate dehumanization, and there's no doubt it's against the species and against goodness. And it's so predatory, it seeks to dumb down and exterminate the mass. I mean, that's just unacceptable. And so we have to first expose government-sponsored terror, problem, reaction, solution, economic, chemical, biological, radiological. We have to take control of the cities, counties. We have to take control of the media. We have to act, those of you listening, as agents. And you have to decide, are you going to be a secret agent who communicates with no one but engages in sabotage of the New World Order in a peaceful way, I mean in an info war, at your level? Are you going to be someone who's outspoken? Are you going to be someone that covertly does banner hangs once a week about the surveillance cameras, even better than climbing up and bashing them to pieces? Are you going to be someone that writes with chalk, which isn't even vandalism, washable chalk that's up for 3 or 4 days or a week on the city streets every night in your area until just the chalk about the New World Order and the shadow government and the false reality is everywhere? I mean, this is a true rebellion against the Matrix. And you see, the Matrix is a thing to come. The Wachowski brothers have been let in on something that was declassified in January 7th, 2000, by the Federation of American Scientists. The Army became very mad and said, some of our top scientists are members. We are no longer going to let our top scientists be members with you guys if you continue to leak this stuff. This was not for declassification. And it said, and this was declassified again from the 80s, that it is going to be a matrix hive, and we are going to be inserted by 2025 into our canisters. So you see, when you see that movie, The Matrix, that's what they're planning to do. And they say it's going to be wonderful. We're going to live a lot longer. We're not going to have pain. Now, of course, really, they're just going to be killing people. You're not going in canisters, folks. But that's what they've told the technocrats. That's what Mr. Marshall, you know, the head futurist at the Pentagon has said. And I know this sounds crazy, folks, but they say we're all going to be inserted into our tanks by 2025. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going in any tank. The sensory deprivation tank with the wires into your brain. As I said, that's the only way to make virtual reality completely real. But this is them playing God, and then the elites will, they say, leave copies of themselves here on Earth and send copies of themselves into space navigation to hibernate to the next galaxy or the next star and do whatever they want. And I'm not saying any of this is real. I'm not saying any of this is going to happen. I'm telling you, folks, they said in this 1980s report, declassified in 2000, how they used the media to sell everybody first with an implantable chip for security. Old people, they said, we'll use it for fads. You know, we'll have Hollywood push it. And what did they do? And then, like clockwork, when they said they'd announce it, they announced it and started pushing it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Now, I don't know if they'll be able to do that or get away with that, but the point is, you've got parallel governments. You've got our legitimate government, our system, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. And next to it, they were building this tyranny. And it is now absorbing the original rail. It is now overtaking. The New World Order is being born. And what it means is a pack of psychopathic genius killers running, raping, killing, genetic splicing, just mad scientists, crazy land. And so the only way to stop them is to educate the public about their true program, no matter how horrific it is. I mean, it is 2008. The elite doesn't want us to have the full knowledge of what they're doing. They have built, under the continuity of government, where tens of trillions of dollars of investment is secret, but now they're letting us know what it is, and that national security state is now absorbing the local school, the local fire department, the local county, the private corporations that created unlimited false liquidity in our name that we've got to pay for, bought everything, and are leaving us the debt. I mean, it's full spectrum. They're canceling out the voting with their machines, caught thousands of times red-handed. They're canceling out the local police, federalizing them. They're federalizing the entire system. They are bringing in full-spectrum dominance. And they're turning the schools into mental institutions where everybody goes and sees a shrink and everybody's depressed and everybody goes on drugs. I mean, it's all right here. They are just taking over the farms and ranches with new regulators, millions of new bureaucrats, global carbon taxes. You can't have too much beef. We got to track what you eat. It's hurting the earth. Humans are bad. You exhale poison. We've got to regulate that. And then Richard N. Haas says we're evil and says we've got to be exterminated. Henry Kissinger says it, and then you confront him in Denver. That video's up on Infowars.com, and they just say, I never said that. And, you know, the elite would say, as they write this and say this, oh, well, see, you just can't grasp it. You can see what we're doing, but you don't understand the necessity of it. The necessity of handing out nuclear weapons and then claiming you want world government to stop it. The necessity of cross-splicing every species imaginable and open air releasing it while all sorts of biospheres break down and die. And they go, yes, we're forcing the crisis so you will understand you're bad and have to die. I mean, they are literally self-destructive. Just like Nero burned Rome, went crazy, murdered people every day, drank blood. You know, Caligula marrying his horse, similar things, and finally just went and committed suicide. They're suicidal nihilists, and they say they're suicidal nihilists. They say, look, we've got all the power and control, and we just want to kill everybody. And what did Stalin do? What did Hitler do? What did they all do? So we have to take over this plane of existence. We have to recognize the spires. We have to and as police officers and military, you number one, stop believing what I'm saying. Stop believing what the government's saying. Go find out I told you the truth. Find out you and your whole family have been implanted with cancer viruses. Soft kill, hormone-released systems. Find out you're with us. Find out you're being killed. Find out you're under attack. Find out you're slated for extinction. I mean, you don't want your progeny to have life extension. You don't want to be able to go to space. You don't know they've suppressed. God knows where they're at, folks. All we know is it's secret, and what they admit's a total nightmare. Forcibly putting brain chips in us in the next 10 years and then sticking us in tanks. And see how that works is, well, everybody's got a chip that works at this office. Well, if you want to have a cop job, you got to have the brain chip. You want to fly an F-20 QX9 or whatever it's going to be called. You got to have this. Oh, you want to be robotic? Well, you want to have a job here? Oh, you're like an Amish person. You don't want this. See, the Army talks about, I mean, that's what they, because to the military, total dominance and peace is everyone in a cocoon tank. No more war, no more threat. That is peace. And then the elite are up above is the technicians, the ultimate control freak system. Can you imagine that? We'll be back with a... Well, I'm going to skip this segment.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Talking to Duke in Jersey, he says a 9/11 memorial where the government poses as our saviors is coming up. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, and I do want you to know, me and a handful of my close friends are going to be participating in that, demonstrating, you know, paying our respects to the people that did lose somebody, because, you know, you don't want to be disrespectful to them.
Good.
I do, you know, that's my main message. Don't be disrespectful to the families that lost. But at the same time, we are going to demonstrate for a new investigation, because, like you said so many times, you know, there has been nobody indicted. And why? Because there's no evidence against the people they're claiming.
That's right. No indictment against
what's going on. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to go ahead and talk about conspiracy theories, because I mean, here I got kicked off the local message board because you know, exercising my First Amendment rights.
Now you got the thought so, thought criminal there.
It's hard to get your voice heard around here. But I mean, me and about 10-15 people are going to be demonstrating. Get a new investigation. You know, the media, the local media cannot ignore that if we're there. So, I mean, that's the way.
I hear you. Good job. How do folks contact you if they want to demonstrate with you there in New Jersey?
They can reach me directly on my personal line. It's 856-803-3518.
Okay, I got to jump, and I should have gotten to Issa, Bob, Roy, Mark, Dave, David, so many. I'll try to jam in one or two more here at the end. I won't even plug Fabled Enemies, even though that's a big part of the solution, or Truth Rising. But basically, we have to have a public debate. As long as we're denying what the shadow government is doing, this is the key. As long as we stay in denial, there's no North American Union. Russia attacked Georgia first. See, they're training us to accept lies. They mean for us to know those are lies. Killing the Al-Qaeda chief, you know, 15 times. Never retracting the last time they killed him. They're training you to accept lies. They're training you to just turn loose, not focus on what shadow government's doing. We have to first have an education process that there is a shadow government, there is an underground government, it is involved in managing our society, it is absorbing the rest of our governments, the rest of our society, it is criminal, it is very bloodthirsty, it is very sadistic, it is very controlling, it is very wicked. Then we have to educate the public about what this shadow government admits its policies are. Forced population reduction, sterilization, euthanization, very, very evil. Then we have to have a debate about how they plan to politically block us. The voting machines are almost completely taken over. We got to fight back and try to take those back. We got to take over local governments peacefully. And we've got to realize that marches on D.C. or London won't work. They have said they'll drop neutron bombs on us, and it's a public statement. Okay? You've got to take it over as a cultural movement to where everybody is just aware that there is this false reality that we're in, while the gatekeepers and while the social engineers, the true architects of this nightmare system, are in control above us, and we have to not play along with them anymore because they can't, they parasitically feed off us, at least for now. And that was the total key I never got to earlier. They're admitting by 2012 most of the Air Force will be robotic. And then soon it won't just be people piloting those from control pods of thousands of miles away or on aircraft carriers. It's going to be artificially programmed with battle plans programmed by master programmers and implemented and carried out by supercomputers. And so, see, we're getting to the point where the military says they're going to have huge landing craft land and disgorge, you know, thousands of robot combat mechs, little buzz drones that fly up and blow your head off, just huge fleets of robotic forces to where they don't even need the military and the police anymore. So, see, that's why the shadow government is trying to get to the point where even if they've already war-gamed out that there may be an organic resistance peacefully by non-compliance. And so they're moving to try to block that right now. I want to write up a bunch of notes and really codify this more clearly for you, but I've war-gamed it all out. I've read enough of their documents to understand it. I really went into this in a lot of detail about the nature of evil in the first hour. It was very important and rebroadcast on the Internet only at one place, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You got to go to those streams right now. For those that are listening, we'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A day.